Next on Under Wild Skies Africa. Cape buffalo hunting from the Okavango Delta. Confusion reigns. The buff makes his stand. All up next and Under Wild Skies. A long time ago, before television, before Sega Genesis and the World Wide Web, once a year, a show came to town with the express purpose of blowing your mind. In a time when no legs usually meant no job, many found the sideshow both lucrative and fun. Discover the truth about these killer ants. In these mountains lives an ant that's said to be able to kill a man in 4 minutes. These are bulldog ants, among the largest ants in the world. They're primitive, more wasp-like, and not nearly as social as the army ants. They're downright vicious. In a world where time is managed, trees are farmed, and the dots are all connected, one land remains unfathomed, undaunted, untamed. Alaska, the land beyond. Iraq's ancient city of Babylon is legendary, but prophets throughout history predicted its destruction. Did the prophet Jeremiah predict the war in Iraq? Did Isaiah prophesy the rise and fall of Saddam Hussein? Could the prophecies in the book of Revelation predict the end times? Decoding the past, the prophecies of Iraq. Aya Hijazi is a 16-year-old Palestinian Muslim.
Each night, every single night, I hear shooting and bombing and tanks passing by, and that's just driving me crazy.
She lives in Ramallah, a West Bank city of 40,000 just north of Jerusalem. It has been under Israeli occupation since 1967. Noam Morelli is also 16. He is an Israeli Jew who lives 9 miles away in Gilo, a neighborhood of Jerusalem bordering Arab villages. It was unlikely that Noam and Aya would ever meet. In the war-torn Middle East, the 9 miles between them may as well be 9,000.